Blog Talk Radio.
Well, somebody in the chat room, tell me if this is working. I'm not hearing the show, and I'm hearing our lead-in song. So I am very confused at the moment, trying to get on with Blog Talk Radio chat. This is Blog Talk Radio if you are listening to us. Please let me know in the chat room if it is working at the moment.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Okay, let's see. Now I know why I was talking to myself. Hello there. Again, this is Talk Radio. I am Cindy, your host. Now you should be able to hear me. We've gotten some stuff here. You know, Christina, you're going to have to talk about gremlins that are in here. See, I didn't do my grounding work. So look what happens. Gremlins and characters and all kinds of things coming in. So I appreciate your patience, folks. Well, I tried to put this out. My Skype is not working, I don't think. You can try it, Christina, if you want. I could not get in any way, shape, or form on Skype. I'm going to try again because my phone is not real clear, I realize. So this is Cindy, your host on Purpose Talk Radio. We air on Mondays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. That might change in a couple of weeks as I'm starting to school. We're trying to look at the school schedule and see if there's a place where I can broadcast on my classes so that I can still do the show at the same time. I'm not quite sure at this moment how that's going to happen. So, again, this is Purpose Talk Radio. It is the place where those who are living their purpose get to share with the world how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and what you might be able to do to find out about it yourself and be able to achieve your purpose. So, let's see. If you want to know more specifically about Purpose Talk Radio, you can go to PurposeTalkRadio.com, which is PurposeTalkRadio.com. And there are links to some of the past shows, some of our guests, books that are upcoming when everything works out the way it's supposed to. And also, there are links to be able to send me an email if you are someone living your purpose and would like to share with the world how you came to know it as well. And there's also a way to share your good then services with the Purpose Talk business. If you know someone or you yourself have something you'd like to share with us, there's an opportunity for you to market that in front of the show. The song that you heard at the beginning of the show is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. Their website is truetrinity.com. And the voice you heard singing it is one of the three writers, which is Jillian Clark. The other two are Rachel Martinez and myself. And you'll hear a little bit more of that song at the end. If you'd like to purchase the full song, that is also available on the website. I am going to attempt to bring Christina on here if the system decides that it wants to let me do that. Christina, are you there? I'm not hearing you or anyone on here. Okay. This is not good because I can't hear you respond to me. Well, Purpose Talk Radio is Blog Talk Radio is going to have to fix this. But I can't hear anything or anyone. Well, I'm glad you guys can hear me. I'm going to talk over the top of Christina either. So maybe I'll open the chat room and on, what do you call that, on Facebook and see what happens. And now I'll just put this on hold a little bit. See if they can, if Blog Talk Radio will punch in here. I'm going to put you back on hold, Christina. Let's see. Again, if anyone would like to participate in this show, there's ways that you can do it. The first one is the chat room that is at the very bottom of the show page, which many of you have found already. And let's see, Christina was talking. Okay, which is, like I said, at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio show page. You also can go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and there will soon be a link pinned there if we do end up through and following up on the show. Or the other one would be to call or Skype in. Of course, the phone number is 347-205-9074 for what it is worth, if we can pick anybody up. The other thing is the Skype button next to the phone number, where you should be able to Skype in. But I don't know if that is working either. So let's see. Christina is on Skype, and let me see if I can, if that will let me pick her up and I can hear her. But again, it's coming from my phone, so I don't know.
Hello?
Christina. I can hear you.
Oh, good.
That is cool. Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now the question is, again, in the chat room, can you guys hear Christina? Christina, are you there?
I'm here. I don't think they're paying attention in the chat room. They give up. Oh, they can hear us. Okay. We're good.
Okay, good. You know what? We're just going to play with this. I don't know what the phones. I'm hoping if anybody calls in on the phone that we can put you in. But, you know, Blog Talk Radio is not answering me. But, you know, they're asking me if I'm on the air. Yeah. Okay. So figure out what's going on. It's nothing on the phones works. You know, we talk about rescheduling this show. I mean, they should have just trusted my back here. Or can you debunk this?
I know, huh? I'll try. I do my best.
Anyway, well, okay, let's see what we can do here to make some of this work. Well, let's start with the, how are you doing today other than this wonderful?
I know. It's Monday, you know, what are you going to do? It's Monday.
That's right.
I got some pretty good news today. So it was a good way to start out my week, so I'm kind of excited right now, but you know what, it's a good day.
Boy, it's hard to understand. You are a terrible lady. Are you on your headset?
I'm on my headset. So it's definitely Skype, because it's not me.
Yeah, whole thing. I mean, you can try it again.
Okay, can you hear me better for right now?
Yeah.
All right, is that a little better?
That is. Let's try that.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Oh, man. Skype. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. So, what is your day like so far other than this? You had some running around and some errands to do yourself today, huh?
I did. I spent most of my morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
You can hear me okay? I spent most of my money. I spent that too, but I spent most of my morning at the DMV. Yuck. That really kind of yucky. I had no fun. So, I did that and but then I came home and I got some good news. I'm a huge hockey fan. And Ontario Rain is one of my teams. I adore them. And I got a phone call this morning that myself and my team will be getting to drop the puck on the ice. It's kind of like the first pitch at a baseball game. So we're excited about Woo-hoo. That. I know. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I haven't got a date yet, but they're working on that now. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. It's just an honor. It really is an honor to be able to do that. So I was like, yay, so cool. Especially since they're my favorite team.
Awesome.
That was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's out in California?
Absolutely, okay. California. Mm-hmm. Southern California. Where the sun always shines and it never rains. I think Mary and I we've got a new car, and I think we've had it, 4 months? And I don't think we've ever used a windshield wipers on it. That tell you anything? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It don't rain here.
Okay. Well, that's the... And just causing the drought and the fires out by you, too. So hopefully, not a problem.
Yeah. Absolutely. When you hear that growling, guys, I'm sorry. It's my dog. All of a sudden, hang on.
That's fine.
Sorry about that. All of a sudden, they decided to wrestle.
Okay.
And they've been good all day, or all morning, most morning anyway. I've been home.
Yeah.
Never fails when you're on the air. They're going to act up just like kids.
Yeah, exactly. We'll four-legged children.
Huh?
Four-legged children, exactly.
Absolutely, and I've got, four? Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I got 12 legs running around here. Six sets of eyes. And 6 ears, and I hear everything. So. there are kids, that's for sure.
Are you
Well, let's tell folks who want to know and need to know who and what you are. And I may just let you talk a few minutes and try to change over to Skype and see what happens after I do that.
No, absolutely. Not a problem.
So, let's see. Christina Nelson, psychic medium, paranormal investigator. And I've recently done a interview with Christina for a magazine, which will be coming out in October, and probably we'll hear more of that along the way. And one thing I would like you to do here is explain the difference on those things when we get to them a little bit. But Christina is a very gifted, third-generation intuitive psychic medium with a diverse background. She's a certified private investigator, certified polygraph technician, and ordained minister. And, you know, for me, that's a very interesting combination. You hear a lot about different ministries and going, wait, because that's the paranormals and the psychic is supposed to be the other side. But, you know, there's a way that you meld those two together and do it well. So Christina has a passion for the paranormal, which essentially is simply the abnormal, and works closely with her team, Demon Warriors Paranormal Investigation. Which is just a few months old. And and she's also part of a TV show with that team that'll be coming up, and hopefully going to a network near you soon. But Christina has appeared otherwise on TV and countless radio shows, two of her own shows. She's doing professional reading since 2010. Now devotes herself to kind of the metaphysical work. This background, along with her innate abilities and over hundreds of hours of formal certified training in mediumship, psychic ability, and the paranormal, allows her to facilitate the provision of extremely accurate readings for her clients. And after the interview, and after we get to hear a little bit more about how Christina came to know this, her purpose, we'll have her do a few readings. So, officially welcome again, Christina. There is still some background noise by you. So, don't know if it's the critters having fun or something you're adjusting over there. All right. That's fine. So my question, and I know you've been on the show before, but some things have changed for you, and even your purpose has changed a little bit in the direction that you've taken your career and your life. So I would like to ask you anybody else, what was the turning point that came for you to understand what your purpose is? And I'm going to go jump off of here and try to jump on Skype to see if that works.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I've known for years about the paranormal and always been interested in the paranormal since, gosh, I was 8 years old. So that's something that I was always in the back of my mind and to the forefront, too, at times when things would happen. And we would see, my mother and I would see some things that were kind of bizarre and not of this world. And so I always knew this stuff existed, so I was interested in it. But I didn't get into it professionally or intensively till I was about, I'm 54 now, I was 49 years old when I really decided that this is the path I wanted to take in my life. And I started to study, and it's everything I could grab my hands onto. I was studying, I was taking classes, I was traveling and taking classes and learning and hungering to learn, and I'm still learning, it never stops. Anybody that knows me, I'm always reading and learning and studying. And writing, and I write articles, and I do all kinds of things like that. So the paranormal part, it's been recent as far as doing it professionally as well. We've decided to put together a dynamic, amazing team and start doing some investigations. And the reason we decided to do this, that myself and my production company decided to do this, is because we know there's a need for professional paranormal investigating teams. Teams that go in and make a difference in these people's homes, lives, businesses, land, whatever, give them closure, peace of mind, go in and finish the job. There's so many paranormal groups out there, and there's plenty, and there's a lot, and there's good ones, and there's bad ones, and that's in everything, but not a lot of them go in and give families closure and peace of mind and send these things home or give them the tools to combat these lower energies or whatever it is. So what we do is very intense, and that's why we decided to take on this new team and really go in like gangbusters. And we are, what we do is so significant that we get called in on emergency situations. For instance, Friday night, it was about 9 o'clock at night. We got called to go take a drive 2 hours away for an emergency investigation. It's kind of like, we almost feel like that movie. I don't know if you guys know the movie Ghostbusters. Most of you do, and they all jump in their little car. They're rear, get there as quick as they can. And it's like, gotta take care of business. That's what we do. I mean, literally, we've had to stop everything we were doing at the drop of a hat and go in and combat these energies for these people. A lot of people unfortunately get attacked at night. It happens during the day, but mostly at night, the dead hour, and they're desperate, and so they call us and we're there. A lot of groups won't do that at the drop of a hat. You make an appointment, blah, blah. Not us. You call and we're there. We don't care where it's at. We'll go to Arizona, Nevada. We don't care. So that's kind of how it all started. Are you still there, Cindy? And can anybody hear me?
I am. And okay.
Am I talking to myself?
No, you are not talking to yourself. I did get in on Skype, and I'm talking to Blog Talk, of course, as we're doing this, too. They're telling me the fun things I'm supposed to be doing and, calling in early and, and rebooting my computer, which I have to even turn on to get on the show. Come on now. But, it is what it is.
It is.
I am here and reading them and listening to you. I'm just going to tell them to go away. So, we'll talk to them later. Anyway. So hopefully if I'm not getting feedback, I can stay off the headset for a couple minutes while I'm trying to go back and forth with all of this. So you talked about your team. This, like we said, this is a fairly new team. Norm, before that, you were working on your own, by yourself, doing these investigations.
So what, when you say a team, what do you mean by a team at this point? And why is it, how is that different? Why did you decide to switch to the team work versus doing things yourself?
Doing it solo? Well, doing it solo is fine and dandy, but it's just not enough for what I do. I needed, you know, we also want to go in and get any kind of, you know, evidence as possible. And there's so much entailed in a true investigation. And so I needed a really diverse, dynamic team behind me. And so I started the interview process. It wasn't easy. It was a lot of interviewing and getting the right people strategically placed on the team that were professionals, and they all carried something with them to the team that would make a difference in what we do. For instance, one of them is a Native American shaman Indian. She's a shaman, she's a healer, she's also a psychic medium and intuitive, and very sensitive to energies and very professional and knows the paranormal. So I hired her. And then I brought in a woman, Tiffany Danich, who is going to lead the team. She is the boss. She's the one I even answer to. She is a professional, has been doing this for years. She is also a Wiccan. So I'm telling you, we have such a diverse group. She is very versed in the paranormal. She goes to college for paranormal research and all this scientific blah, blah stuff that she does in college for the paranormal. So she's on her game. She not only knows the ins and outs of a paranormal investigation, she knows the outs. So she knows all the paperwork and everything that's involved, all the research that's involved, all the interviewing that's involved, because we have to interview each person in the home or business. They have to be interviewed. We have to rule out, you know, people could have mental illness. There could be other kind of illnesses. There could be, you know, trickery. There's so many things. And so we have to go in, and it's an extensive interview process that we do. So Tiffany does that, and she gets a lot of our gigs that are amazing gigs. She takes the calls when we get emergency calls also. And then we have a guy on our team who his name is Kevin Nolan. He is he works for us. He's an executive for a psychiatric hospital. An amazing man. I mean, I was impressed with him when we interviewed him. At this point, Tiffany's already hired, and so she's interviewing with me. And this guy knows his stuff when it comes to technology. Now, when you're a paranormal investigator, there's a lot of technology that we have to use. We have DVRs and cameras, many cameras. Like, each room could have a camera, night vision camera, day vision cameras, handheld cameras, GoPro cameras, EVPs, K2s, K12s, spirit boxes. There's so much equipment. 100 miles spools of wire. It's amazing, the equipment. Well, this guy knows every inch of paranormal equipment. He's amazing just to watch him work. It takes 2 hours to set up a gig usually. So he does all that. He's our equipment guy, and he's also an investigator as well. Then I have another guy on the team, Jeremy Eric. He is an assistant techie, smart guy, great investigator, a somewhat intuitive, just a good guy. I love him. He's on our team. And then we have a demonologist on our team. I didn't say that. One thing about Kevin as well, another diversity of the team. Kevin, our techie, is a Buddhist. So there you go, another element. So then we have Solana, and most of you know Solana, and she is a world-renowned psychic medium and demonologist. She works with a lot of lower energies in this world, some really deep, dark stuff that goes on. And she works with us energetically. She lives in Florida, but thank God for Skype, we're able to bring her to investigations as we did Friday night. So she goes with us, but energetically and through the computer. And she does amazing work. You don't have to be there to do what she does, and that's pretty cool. So she's on our team. I also have one more team member. Her name is Victoria, and Victoria is an investigator on our team, also intuitive, but very versed on paranormal, and has been doing it professionally for years. So I have this really dynamic, fantastic, good-looking, just amazing team that I am so proud of, and we're going to go places with this team, and you will be seeing myself with this team on TV soon. So pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, so the TV show, how are they working that? Are they trying to get you somewhere? Do they know where or when or any of that at this point?
I have a meeting with my producer and the production company on August 30th. They're meeting us here at a place with the whole team. We're going to talk some strategies and some ideas that he's throwing around for the show. Of course, we already have a sizzle reel out there with me as solo. And a lot of, there's quite a few TV channels, or what do you want to call them, cable networks that are very interested in the show. But they wanted more dynamic. They wanted more, not just me. They wanted people behind me that were doing this with me, and just a little bit more excitement with more people. So that's why we decided to build this amazing team. So they're going to be with me on this amazing, again, amazing ride that I'm on in the paranormal. And what we do is a little bit different than most paranormal teams. It sets us aside. And also that's one of the reasons we're getting the TV show, is because what we do is a little different than what everybody else does. So it's cool. It really is.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the differences between paranormal and what really means paranormal, because, you know, when I first heard this stuff, it's like, ghost, oh my God, you know, you think of Ghostbusters, sure, I ain't afraid of no ghosts kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. You think of the movie Ghost, where, you know, Whoopi was possessed and taken over by the character to connect with somebody else. And you see some of this stuff, and, you know, it's like, well, how much of that's Hollywood? How much of that's real? You know, a lot, for me, that's like, you got to be kidding me. No, thank you. I don't want to be part of that. You know, and the more that we've talked and I've come to know who you are and what you do, you know, I've come to accept that some of this, okay, well, it makes a little more sense now, okay. But, you know, hopefully we have some new listeners that, you know, don't know who you are and what this stuff really means, and probably scares them just as much as, you know, it scared me, and still makes me a little bit nervous. You know, so what's the difference between the paranormal? Let's start with what the paranormal, since that's the one you were talking about. You know, what is paranormal, and, you know, why would we want it to exist, and why would we not want it to exist?
Absolutely. Well, paranormal is going to exist whether we like it or not. There's those other dimensions. We have earthbound, and we have pesky lower energies on this earth that are here to cause chaos and animosities in our lives and illnesses. So these things exist, and they're not going away. I mean, you could turn the other cheek, you can hide your eyes, whatever you want to do, and not believe in them. That's fine and dandy, and most people, and I'm not most, but a lot of people don't believe in them, and that's okay. But if you live in my world for 2 minutes, you'd believe in them. But you know, The paranormal, what that is anything that's not of this earth. That's very, it's we don't understand it. It's not from here. It's from other dimensions. It could be from other galaxies, planets. It could be extraterrestrials. It could be earthbound. Again, it could be demons. It could be lower energies. It could be residual energies. It could be so many different things. Our job is to go in and decipher what's going on in these houses and in this land or whatever it is, to see what kind of energy we're picking up. A lot of times they are earthbound. Most people that die tragically, not all, but a lot of people that die tragically don't want to go to light. They're scared. They're confused. They don't understand what's going on. So they wander around, like in Ghost. He wouldn't go, you know, that movie Ghost you were just talking about, he wouldn't go to the other side till his murderer was found or till, you know, he got revenge or whatever it was. He decided to stay here and get that, and he did. And in order to do that, he had to use somebody to help him. Does that happen? Absolutely it happens. I have been, I don't like the word possession, but I have been taken over or jumped. We call it jump. I have been jumped by a couple of spirits in my time. Just recently I got jumped. It does happen, but they're really wanting our attention. They mean no harm, nor was I hurt, just like in the movie Ghost. Earthbounds, most, not all, but most earthbounds are harmless. They're confused, they're scared, they're nervous, because they still carry that part of them when they died. You don't lose that part of your consciousness, that part of who you are, until you go into the light, or into the veil, into the light. So he still, or she still, these earthbounds have their feelings, their fear. Any kind of, you know, emotions, they still have those. So as earthbound, they're scared. They're confused. they don't know why they're coming in and out and what's going on, and it's just it's sad. So yeah, they try to communicate with some of us that are light. Like on the movie Ghost, they knew that Whoopi Goldberg, being a psychic medium in the movie, she was at that vibration. She could see and feel spirits, just like I do and many other people. So it jumped her. Patrick Swayze jumped her, took over her body so that she would be able to communicate with his wife so she can get the validation that, yeah, you know, maybe my husband is still here but in the other dimension and is trying to, you know, get my attention. Because there was some great validation through Whoopi, you know, and that happens, absolutely.
Okay, so then what's the difference between what you do with the paranormal and the psychic and the medium piece of it? Because I know you said you use the term psychic medium together, but then
psychic and medium.
You're right. There's some that you hear psychic and medium as separate. So what is the difference, or how do you define those?
Well, I don't want to say I use too much psychic. I do use some psychic, but not a lot in paranormal investigation. Mostly it's going to be my mediumship. Psychic, yeah, picking up energy. Okay, that's a given. Most of us have that. But as when I use a mediumship in investigation, that's me picking up on energies or whatever is in that house, whether it's demonic like I had Friday night or whether it's earthbound that I had weekend before that. Whatever they are, I'm going to be able to decipher between the two. Same with my shaman. My psychic and medium that's on my team, we're able to pick up and decipher what's in that house, what's causing it, why are they causing that, why are they causing chaos and animosity and things like that. So that's what we do as mediums. Psychically, we are picking up on the energy. Easy piece of cake. As paranormal, we're getting into the part where we are investigating the paranormal to see what the paranormal is, to see if we can get any kind of captures, information, EVPs, which are electronic voice recording sounds, disembodied voices speaking through it, camera shots, what else? K2s, it's a meter that shows if there's energy in the room. It goes off. Things like that. That's what we do in the paranormal. Is that paranormal, we want to go in the paranormal situation and capture what's going on for validation for the families, validation for you or whoever. But paranormal is anything that's not of this earth, anything that is on another dimension or another universe or galaxy.
Okay. Anything, you know, there's these different low energies, there's higher energies, there's, you know, how do you determine the difference of whether they're good or bad? Let's put it that way. Or whether
you usually know.
Okay. Is it just like gut feeling?
Yeah, well, that too. That's the psychic part of us. But you usually know right away if they're a really, I'm just going to say it, pissed off energy or earthbound or demonic or what have you. Let's see, let me use some cases. I had a case where I had an earthbound that was just evil. And when I talked to the family, when they told me what was going on with the fire burning in the little girl's room, and but there was no fire, but the mother-in-law and the little girl saw the fire, this entity, this paranormal thing in their house was causing all kinds of havoc. Turning on water in the bathroom, scaring the little girl, giving her night terrors, just all kinds of things are happening. Well, the first thing I'm going to think, it could be demonic. This sounds pretty evil. Or this could be a shadow person. So I go over and I walk into the house where right away the spirit knows I'm there and it gets up in my face and he says, what are you doing here? And you don't belong here and blah, blah, blah. And right away, because of my intuition, my knowing energy, knowing the difference between demonics and earthbounds or whatever, I knew he was an earthbound. But he was a really pissed off earthbound. And what happens is a lot of times when earthbounds die tragically like this one did, he was a very unhappy, pissed off person in true life. So he carried that over with him on the other side. He didn't cross. Well, that just festered up and got worse. So he got meaner and meaner and meaner, and he was attacking this little girl. Long story short, I was able to send him to the light, which was a job and a half. It wore me out for about 2 days. But I was able to send him to the light. He was attached to a bed that he died in at a nursing home that they had bought in an auction. That little girl was sleeping in that bed. He had told me he was attached to the bed. I asked the family, where did that bed come from? They said, oh, we bought it at a nursing home auction that had closed. And I said, well, we got to burn the bed. The bed's got to go. Can't have the bed. And once he realized that his bed wasn't going to be there anymore and who he, where he was and that he was dead and he didn't belong here and he needed to go to the light, blah, blah, blah. So I sent him to the light. And that's, that usually takes somebody that's upset and as mean as he was, it takes time. But I was able to send him to the light with my angels, my spirit guides, and, of course, the help of God. And he went home. But that was about a five-hour tour because I didn't think he was ever going to go home, but he did. Never, ever has he since bothered the family. That was an earthbound. Now, there are demonic. There are different levels of demonic. There's really, really, really bad ones that possess people. I don't deal with those. That's Solana or somebody else. I'm not dealing with those. If that's the situation that I come into and these people are possessed and they're doing nasty, awful things and they're crawling on the walls and just icky, really bad stuff going on, I'm not going to mess with it because you have to be schooled and versed and all that on demonology, and I'm not. I am not a demon authority at that low of a there's different levels. That's the lowest of the low of the low. I'm not dealing with that. But we do have what we call that are demonic or evil spirits that are shadow people. Everybody seems like anymore has got one or two shadow people in their lives or have stories of shadow people, especially as children. I deal with a lot of those, especially in children and elderly. Those are a lower energy. I had one Friday night. They are tricksters. They are mad. They are evil. They're ugly. They're nasty. But they don't like to be caught. They're the ones that people talk about for generations now where there's a monster under my bed or in my closet. That's the shadow people because that's where they hide. They don't go where there's a lot of traffic. They go in very the places that are very dark and very untrafficked, is that a word, because they don't want you to seek them out. Once you find them and realize who they are and start exercising them and getting them out of the facility, it may take 2, 3, sometimes 4, it's happened with me, tries to get rid of them, but you can get rid of them. They latch on, man, and they don't like to let go, but they don't like to be caught either. Once they realize this, these people are not going to quit coming. They're just going to be relentless. We got to leave. So they will go. Where they go, I'm hoping and I'm praying to God and my spirit guides that they're going into the universe and they're bound and they'll never hurt themselves or anybody again, but I don't know. I can't guarantee it. But I do know I get rid of them out of these homes. Most people that have shadow people have children, and the children seem to always have upper respiratory issues, ear infections, pneumonia, bad flus. Their immune systems are shot to hell. That's because these things feed off of fear and illness. It's easy to make a child scared, and it's easy to take kids and make them sick. That's what these things do. They feed off of that, these shadow people. Look them up. Google them, shadow people. They're nasty, nasty little boogers. Once I get rid of them, the families tend to get healthier. The kids tend to get healthier, or the elderly, or whoever I'm working with, because they're not there feeding off of that anymore. So I'm giving these families peace of mind. In my commercial that we shot, and some of you have seen it, there was a little boy that wouldn't even sleep in his own bed, scared of his room so much that he would have panic attacks if he even walked by the door. Now he sleeps in his own room because we got rid of this thing.
So, you know, and that's just it. You know, people that say, well, these things don't really exist. You're doing this. You're grabbing money off of people just to do this. You know, you're joking around with them, whatever. You know, the reality is when you look at the history, you know, of these homes and these families, you know, like you said, that there's the peace of mind. There's, you know, a change of attitude and energy in the home. Because mm-hmm. the family ends up happier. They're not scared. They're not, you know, dealing with all that stuff. You know, that's definitely got to prove something there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
take a three-year-old boy that's terrorized, and he's not my first rodeo with kids, but this particular boy, absolutely terrorized, and his family, a three-year-old has no clue what you're doing or what I'm doing in that house. He doesn't get it, right? But the day I left that house after the third try, it took three tries. The third try I left that house, he started to relax. And he started to not have problems ever again anymore. And by the third or fourth night after I left, that after that last trip, he started going into his room. And by the second or third week, don't quote me, but it's something like that, they were able to get him a big boy bed and put in his room. And to this day, he sleeps in his room now peacefully every night. Now, you know, a three-year-old doesn't know what you're doing. That's how scared he was of this shadow person. I hate when I see a three-year-old so terrorized that he can't even have a decent life. You know, scared, just so scared. And he doesn't have that fear anymore. And I gave the family the tools to be able to continue to combat anything else that may come in that home. So they're always doing their sage, frankincense, and myrrh. They're always putting this, energetically putting a bubble around their home and or their children and themselves. So they're using the tools to keep their home protected. So this will never happen to them again. And that's why we do what we do, is that we're going in there and giving these families tools and peace of mind. And a lot of these paranormal groups don't do that. We sit down and take the time, and we educate these families.
So how do these particular, like you said, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yeah, right. Excuse me. Sage, frankincense, and myrrh. Mm-hmm. Gold might work, too. You know, gold can protect just about anybody from anything. You know, they spend enough.
That's right.
How does the sage, frankincense, and myrrh work? I mean, you know, We think of frankincense and myrrh for those of us that are of a spiritual Christian background. We think of that coming to the Christ child and being brought to the Christ child. That's probably
absolutely
the first time most of us ever hear about it. So how does, you know, how does something like that work?
Well, I started hearing all these things for the last 3 or 4 years, how use sage, use sweetgrass, use some kind of, what was it, wood, cedar wood, use this, use that. And nothing seems to really feel right to me, like it's working. I remember I had a spirit. I was doing a house, and I was cleansing it with sage, and I was smudging and doing my thing. And I remember the spirit look at me and goes, that smells good. I'm like, you can smell? And he laughed. What is that supposed to do? And I'm like, well, clear you out of here, lower energies and stuff. He goes, well, not me. It's not going to do anything for me. And I'm like, oh, gosh, sage doesn't work? What? Because we've all been taught that sage works. Native American Indians, everybody uses it. It does work for, like, residual energies a little bit. You know, it helps protect and keep the house cleansed from anything coming in. It detours them. But once they're in, they're like, ha, ha, they laugh at it, right? So anyway, I started meditating, and I'm like, okay, Eli, my spirit guide, I need some major tools here because it seems like the sage is not working. And he said, you remember that the old story where the three wise men took frankincense and myrrh to baby Jesus? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm literally seeing this in my mind during meditation. He said, well, what do you think kept him alive for 33 years? Everybody wanted him dead. And I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, it works. Absolutely. So I got my frankincense and myrrh. It's a resin. I got that. And I have my own recipe now that works. And I call it lockdown kryptonite because it works. But it's frankincense and myrrh and sage. Because sage, again, is good for residual energy, things like that. So I have that. I have sea salt in it. I have olive oil that's been blessed by the Pope from the Vatican that I put in it. And I also have tourmaline. It's a rock. It's a black rock, which is one of the most powerful rocks for detouring negative lower energies. I have it in a liquid form, and I put that in my mixture. So I mix all this up and put it in my prayer bowl, and this is my kryptonite. This is what I use to combat my lower energies and stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, kiddo, this stuff works. It is an amazing mixture. I think it's one of the most powerful mixtures out there. I mean, there's a lot of psychic mediums and stuff that will beg to differ, but they don't deal with what I deal with. This stuff works. And so it goes everywhere with me. As I sit here right now talking to you, I'm looking at it. It is part of who I am, this mixture. Because I work with some pretty dangerous fellers, and I need some protection around me constantly, and my family.
Okay, and how did you come to figure out who Eli, who you've mentioned here, you know, to be your grounding marker, your reference point, I guess, in all your things?
My master guide.
We all have them.
We all have our guardian angels, or we want to call them our master spirit guides, the ones that are born with us from the moment we're conceived till we die. They sever our silver cord from our etheric and our human bodies. They're with us, and they give us that intuitive gut feeling, and they help us with our third eye, and they nudge us and give us information, and everybody knows about their guardian angels. Everybody, I don't care who you are, we all know there's guardian angels. Well, we all can communicate with our guardian angels, and a lot of people don't realize that. They're there for us, but we have free will, so we have to communicate with them. They can't interfere with us. So we can also find out who they are through meditation, deep, deep meditation and training. We can have an amazing relationship with them. We all have the capability of doing that. Does a lot of us want to? No, most people either don't care, they don't want to, or they're too lazy, or don't want to, you know, exert themselves that much, because it is a job to get to know who they are. I work with my spirit guide, Eli. I found Eli finally in my meditation. I went through many, 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 many weeks of guided meditation to meeting your spirit guide. I met Eli. It was the most amazing experience of my life. I would say right up there with having the birth of my son. I know that sounds crazy, but it is absolutely the truth when I met Eli. And to this day, from that day forward, I've had an amazing relationship with him. He is on my team. He is the E in the word team. He is everything to me. I can't imagine doing my work without him. He helps me cross earthbound over. He calls in the angels. He works with me in my mediumship work. Pulls in loved ones for information. He's given me some validation that to this day people still write me or call me or email me, and their minds are blown from some of the validation that I've been able to give them. And I owe that all to, of course, all my angels, but also to my master guide, Eli. How I came up with his name, they don't have names. Angels and spirit guides, and they don't have names. Those are given by humans, like, you know, Michael and all these names. They're given by humans. So we can identify who they are. We identify humans here by name. We can't just look at somebody and not give them a name. Think about it, that's not going to happen. Well, we have to give our angels and spirit guides and everybody in heaven names. So when I was meeting Eli, he said, well, because I asked him, what is your name? And he said, we do not have names. You give me a name that you can identify. And the first name that popped in my mind, which he loved, and I don't know why, to this day, I think it was God-driven. I believe that because I don't know Eli in my life. And why wouldn't I come up with someone like Bob, but Eli? The name I got was Eli. And from that moment on, he's been a huge part of my life. And right now, I'm talking to him as we talk. As I'm talking to you, Cindy, I can see him and feel him. He's with me. That's how close they are to us. But the unfortunate part about it is most of you in this chat room or most of you listening, you don't get to have that relationship that I have. And I wish you could. I wish each and every one of you could have that relationship with your master guide, because he's there or she's there for you and wants to have that relationship, but you have to seek him out and do the work.
So do you have suggestions as to how folks can, you know, you say meditation, but, you know, those of us that don't sit
really
still long enough to do some meditations, but, you know,
absolutely,
suggestions of how to be able to collect, to find out who our guides might be, who is on our teams.
Yeah, and exactly, and everybody wants to know who's on their team. You know, I'm not, and I admit it to everybody, I'm not the best meditator in the world. I absolutely hate meditating after 15 minutes because my mind, I have to put my clutter away, and my clutter can only stay away for about 15 minutes. And then my mind it starts trying to, you know, explode the closet door. It has to come out. Psh, you know, it's crazy. So I meditate every day for 15 minutes. I call like a ritual. Every morning I get up, I get my coffee, I come in my office, I sit down, I open up my laptop, and I turn on my meditation music, and I close my eyes, and I meditate for 15 minutes. So easy. After that, then my clutter's like, let me out, I can't stand it. But in that 15 minutes, I'm able to have that relationship with Eli. We have a little, I call, power meeting between him and I, and I also get some healing done that I may need or and things like that. But how to do it is, you guys, you go, and the best place I could tell you is just too easy, is go to YouTube and just type in the search engine meditation for meeting your spirit guides. There's a million of them out there. Find one that resonates to you. Find short ones, because you can't do a long meditation. Most of you will bang out and say, I'm done. I can't do this. They have 10-minute, 5-minute, 15-minute meditations. Do those. You know, I suggest you don't do it every day, every other day for a while. Maybe every 3 days do one. And work yourself up to it. Work yourself up to it. Once you realize how much it is helping you and how much better you are feeling, and you'll start feeling the difference, because I did, and I was a skeptic. I'm like, oh, psh, whatever. No, dudes, I can't live without it now. I mean, I'm not a skeptic. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine my life without it. So that's what I'm saying. You know, give it a chance. Once you see it starting to work and things are changing in your life for the better, and you do meet your master guide, which takes time, but you'll meet him or her, your life will never be the same from that moment on, because mine wasn't. So just baby steps, guys, baby steps. That's what I tell everybody. I have clients that come to my office. I tell them they want to learn. They want what I have. Well, you can, but it's baby steps. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But you could do this, and they do. Cindy?
So one of the things you had said to me, and I'm trying to remember which one it is. I believe it was an ascending pattern. There's two different types of meditations, too. There's like an ascending and a descending pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presuming the suggestion you would have to folks, if one doesn't work, find the other one, you know, but try it for a while.
There
you
are
know.
Different patterns. Yeah, you're right. There's ascending and descending. There's coming downstairs, going upstairs. There's going outdoors, coming indoors. Whatever one works for you, the guided ones. There's so many. Mine, you know what works for me, and I find for a lot of people, I'm at the top of a stairway, and the descending for me, coming down the stairs, and you're doing your meditation guided, and each stair signifies something, and you're going down, and you're seeing all this really cool stuff, and once you get down to the bottom of the stairs, this amazing door, double doors, they open up, and what you see is, you know, this meadow, and leaves are falling, and there's this big oak tree, and you see this beautiful cast iron bench around the trunk of this oak tree, and you can smell the air, and it just this cool breeze as the door opens, and the leaves are kind of like flying in the door a little bit onto the foyer, and you can see the leaves on the ceramic. I mean, yeah, it's like a ceramic floor. It's just beautiful floor, and you can hear them even tinkling around on the floor. And as you're looking out, you see this beautiful field, and you start walking out through these doors, and you can't believe the odors, the beautiful odors that you're smelling, and you want to go up to this tree for some reason. You're so gravitated to this tree, and you just have to go sit under it. So you go and you sit under this tree and you look out at this beautiful rolling hills and this meadow, and horses are out there and they're running and they're playing, and they walk up to you and you touch them and you can smell them, and it's just the most beautiful moment. You can't even imagine what it's like, and you don't have a worry or care in the world, and for 15 minutes your life stops and you're somewhere that you can just breathe and be joyful and not have any worries and nothing hurts. And I can't even tell you guys what it's like to be able to go out. I had people that know me, I have a horrible bad knee. I'm going to have surgery soon. And I can't run. But when I'm in my meditation, I'm out there running with the horses and I'm grabbing onto their mane and I'm jumping on their backs, bareback, and I'm running and I'm smelling them and I'm just, oh my God. And then Eli comes out, this 7 foot tall, huge, beautiful man, this biker looking dude, because he is, comes out from nowhere and he says, it's time for us to have our meeting. And I'm like, woohoo. And so I get off my horse and I walk over to the bench and I sit down and Eli sits next to me and we have these little power meetings and we embrace and we love each other. And you know, he's my brother, and he's everything to me. And it's, you just can't even imagine what that's like, people. And if anybody was ever skeptic, that was me. I don't have time for bull crap like that. But you know what? It's not bull crap. It's real. It's out there. And we all have the capability of it. And I cry so often in my meditations because I can't believe the beauty of what I'm going through. It's like, my God, how can... Our God gave us something so beautiful, such a powerful gift, and nobody uses it? Why? Why can't everybody go through what I go through? Why can't each and... If everybody on this planet would go 15 minutes and get to have what I have, do you guys realize what a beautiful place we would live? You can't imagine how healing it is. It's just, it's mind-boggling how much it heals. I am not the person I was 5-6 years ago. And I have God to thank for that, my meditation, my guides, and all the love in my life because of that. So, sorry, Cindy. I get a little passionate
what?
About it.
Sorry, I love the passion in your voice, Christina. Hey, I don't hear that from you very often, to be real honest. This, you know, we see this demon warrior. We see this crossbow person, this motorcycle chick,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's good to hear that passion that you want to share with the world. Because that's what it's all about. That's what the show is about. That's what, you know, I want to share with the world, too, is why, what people have that they want others to learn and to know about. So there's no reason to apologize, lady, none at all. So I thank you for that, you know.
Absolutely.
It makes the point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right, you people in the chat room or whoever else listening, I'm going to give you a chance to call in here and, you know, let's see. The phone number is 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. And you know what? I'm going to give Christina a second to grab something to drink or whatever. And I'm going to, you know, we didn't really do much with the positive news song during July. So I'm going to give you like 2 minutes, 45 seconds here, and we're going to play that so you guys can hear what some of this stuff was about. And some of the stuff that I'm passionate about as well, and that we all can change the world with something just a little more positive in our lives. And I'm going to put you on hold, Christina, so you can go do whatever there. And we're going to play this song. And this is another two-thirds of the True Trinity trio, and hope you enjoy it. And we can all change the world by looking at things more positively.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change, and you know, we are the change whether we are being psychic, whether we are a news reporter, whether we're a radio host, whether we are anything in this life. We are the change, and we can make a change in our lives and that of our family by doing what we're supposed to be doing, by living into our own purpose. And I invite you to find ways to do that, whatever that might take. I'm going to bring Christina back on here. And you know what? There's nobody in this chat. You know, you got these people in this chat room that must be either, I think they've heard all their readings already, or, you know, are being fearful of wanting to hear it. I don't know which one. Come on, you guys. There were at least two people who were going to call in, and I'm just waiting on them. 347-205-9074. But, well, because actually this afternoon, there's one of them. This morning I got a message from my spirits or guides or whatever that I thought there were two people in my life that should call in, that there was some reading for them. So, you know, again, those who know me, that's not real common that I do that. I get intermittent things. And, you know, it's usually for somebody in the moment and trying to do a little bit more with trusting my reading and my guides and things. So, you know, that I got that and text them and said, hey, you know, we'll see what happens with that and what you can get for them. So, anything else you wanted to share with us before we go into readings? Because I know sometimes once, you know, you do one or two, they come out of the woodwork, so... I want to give you the chance to do that and let people know how to contact you also if they wish to do that or have any other questions other than, you know, they can do that in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations chat room on Facebook. You know, they can always put questions there. I know you were over there and, you know, tag you or whatever and you can answer questions there. But how else can people connect with you?
Well, they can get me on Facebook. It's Christina Nelson on Facebook. If you could actually type in Christina Nelson Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, Warrior. It'll come right up. And you can friend me or leave me a message. I also have another Facebook page that I really, really enjoy. It's called Paranormal Photo 1, Paranormal Photo the number 1. If you look that up, Paranormal Photo 1, I'm very interested in paranormal photos. It's a hobby of mine. I take these photos and I tear them apart, look at them, blow them up, filter them, do all kinds of cool stuff to see if I could debunk it or whether or not these are orbs or dust orbs, or 99% of them are dust orbs, or what's going on in the photo, ghosts, things like that, shadows. So send me your photos on that Facebook page, because I would love to see what's going on and what you might have captured. Another way to get a hold of me is through my amazing website. It's Christina Nelson Medium. Again, ChristinaNelsonMedium.com. Come on by. I have an area there where you can contact me if you have any questions or would like a reading or you have a ghostie that you want to talk about. Hey, I'm here for you. So, yeah. So there you go, Cindy. Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Okay.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring on Jillian. And first I'm going to ask you, how do you want to do this? Do you want people to ask you a question? Do you want to just do a reading? If they don't have a question, you just bring people through for them? What would you like to do?
Well, I'm usually pretty easy. So if they just want a general find, if they have a question, just whatever. I'll go with flow.
Okay. Hey, Jillian, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello.
You know, we hear your beautiful voice every day at the beginning of the show, end of the show, and just on Positive News Day also. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure listening to you. I totally believe in a lot of the things that happen and what you do, and I may not know it, but I don't know it, and I'm just calling in because I felt the need that there may be some type of message that you need to tell me.
I do have a couple of things for you as you're talking now. Your mother's passed?
My mom?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how about who's passed that were really that? I would say she was older, and that's pretty cliche. Everybody does, but she was very close to you.
My grandmother.
Hey, I gotta ask you, was she pretty opinionated?
Very.
Okay, because she's kind of kicking me in the butt, and I think that kick in the butt's for you. And she says you have the answers, but you're hiding from the answers. Are you going through are you going through something right now that's difficult?
I guess the transition of running my business and where to go in where my next steps need to go. I guess that's where I'm doubting myself, I guess.
Okay. Not only that, but she says that's why she's kicking you in the butt is that you're stalling out. You have this amazing gift. I'm taking it you're intuitive because I feel like you are. You're at a higher vibration. So are you working as in the metaphysical field and all that?
Yeah, I'm kind of learning. I've actually had two people just recently in the last 2 months pick me as far as their transition partner, and I've just transitioned one lady about a month ago.
There you go. That's your gift.
So it's, yeah, there's parts of me that want to learn more about that because it's just been like six in the last couple months. Is this something? Is it something to them or speak to them or...
Okay.
Is it something dying in my, you know what I mean? Is there something like needs
no.
to go, I don't know.
Okay, so your grandmother's working with you in this. That's what's going on.
Okay.
She's going to be the one that helps you transition.
Okay.
These people. Are you working for like hospice or anything like that by chance?
No, I help. I run a nonprofit that helps cancer patients. But
wow,
it seems,
okay.
Yeah, I don't deal a lot with people that are transitioning. This just was given to me. It was, you know, they just came to me and said, come with me, and I'm doing it. I did it.
Well, it is your gift, and that's why you're pulling back, because you don't know which way to go with it. It's
mm-hmm.
not profitable for you, it doesn't seem, but it actually is going to be. Once you get the fear set down, you know, you've got this, like, wall of fear. Once you get this thing down and you really decide, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, although it is very sad, I personally couldn't do it. But you have the capability and the heart and the love to do this and the strength of your grandma that's going to be there to take their hand as well. You got to understand, not only are your guides, but your grandmother's going to be there to grab their family on the other side to help pull these people home. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely is your calling. But you know the answer. And that's what grandma keeps yelling at me. She says you know the answer. You're stalling. You're afraid. You have to be, you know, and I know this all sounds cliche and you already know all this, but this is just a wake-me-up call for you. It's like I'm taking you by the shoulders and I'm shaking you around a little bit. Just do it. You know, like be the Nike sign. Just do it. Because if you don't, you're always going to wonder, what would have happened if I had a, you know, would this person have crossed over easily if I would have been there? You know what I'm saying? You might have regrets.
Yeah. Right. And I pretty much try to live like that, but it's true that there's just been these last year has just been crap. It's just like I have this wall and it's not coming down. I'm kicking it. I'm trying. And it's just like, doof, my energy goes down. It's like, what else can I do?
You're just not moving forward fast enough or hard enough. You're just stalling out. Do you know a Jane?
Jane.
Uh-huh,
no,
Jane.
I don't know any Janes.
Okay. I have a Jane that came through. It may not be for you. I don't know. Okay. It's not. I can tell you it's not your grandma, but I have a Jane coming through behind her, and she may have a message for somebody else, so I'd have Eli set her aside. But again, your grandmother's telling you, stop stalling, just do it. It will be profitable. It's almost like you're going to have a company that is like hospice, because I see that behind you. But, again, you wouldn't be working for hospice. So somehow this would be profitable. I don't know how that happens. I have no clue. They're not going to show me that right now. First things first, and that is to get down the fear and start moving forward. Talk to your grandma. Pull her in. Say, I know you're here. I know you want to help me. Show me the signs. I need your help. Get on my team, because she is part of your team. As far as your health, I've got to tell you really quickly, as far as your health and stuff, you need to get your immune system built back up. You're a little bit tired and a little bit down. I'm okay. I got you. Cold season, flu season's coming up quickly. I didn't realize that. I guess it is, huh? You got to get your immune system built back up. I don't know what you've done, if you changed your diet, if you've been dieting, something's different. It's knocked your immune system down a little bit. So I don't know what kind of vitamin regimen you're taking, but let's amp it up a bit.
Okay.
Let's get you ready for flu season.
Okay.
Whatever. You know what to do about that, but amp it up.
Okay.
Okay, other than that, Grandma Faye, do what you got to do. Start moving forward. Quit. She's kicking you in the butt, shaking your shoulders. You got to start moving.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you for what you do. All right.
Cool. Thanks, Jillian.
Thank you.
Okay. You can listen on the phone or on the computer, whichever one you want. I'll put you back on hold. All righty. Okay. Chat room, folks. Anything else here? Anybody else wants to call in here again would be great. Otherwise, you know, I don't know. What else would you like to share with us? What's your next? Is there anything Eli just wants the general public to know today? I don't know.
Well, one of the things he always does tell me, and I'll share it with you guys real quickly. You know, we are in a, he tells me this all the time, we are in a spiritual revolution. People are waking up all around us, and more young people now than ever. It's, for years, it was people more our age, mid-40s. Some 30s, mid-40s to early 50s, people were really waking up for years. Now the young people are starting to wake up, and they're coming out of the woodwork wanting to know who they are, where their spiritualism came from. They want that aha moment of who they are. And so what we need to do, a lot of us, and I know some of you in the chat room at our age, we need to mentor some of these young people and maybe explain to them the difference between, then there is a difference between Christianity, there's a difference between religion, and there's a difference between spirituality. But you can also intertwine all three together. So, you know, we need to start talking to our young people and explain to them what spirituality is within ourselves and how to find it and what the purpose of spirituality is. And also with religion. A religion could be a wonderful tool in our lives. I was born and raised Catholic, and I still use some of my Catholic religion today. Do I believe in all their beliefs? No, I don't, but I believe in some of their beliefs. Yes, I do. Christianity, big part of our lives. We believe in God. We believe in the angels. Christianity. We believe in being saved and all that cool stuff. So we need to start teaching our young people, not just, you know, so many of us, we have to get, you know, we feel like we have to just take them to church every Sunday and let the preacher or the priest or whoever sort them out and try to live our lives as Christian-based as we can. But we really need to sit down and start talking to our young people about spirituality as well and what it means to be spiritual and giving back and love and understanding love and protection and understanding protection and all the cool stuff that comes with spirituality, and incorporate that into our religion and our Christianity. Because people tend to put each one in its own little box. You have your spirituality, put it in a box, set it over here. You have your Christianity, put it in a box, set it up here. You have your religion, put it in a box, set it over here. Let's intertwine all three of them and make it work. So the thing about it, what Eli is saying, my guide, is that we need to just incorporate that into our young people, if that makes sense to you. And I think it's important to get that message out there. And I do that with young people that I talk to today. I ask them. I just point blank ask them. So to you, what is spirituality?
I don't know, going to church on Sunday.
No, let's talk about this. Let's plant the seed, Cindy. You understand? Planting the seed.
Yep.
And helping them find their own. Everybody has their own spirituality. People don't even, you can ask a 19, 20, 22, 25-year-old kid, what is a chakra? Huh? What? Does it shock you? What is it? What? You're scaring me. They have no clue. So we need to start getting these messages out there. It's really important. And I do. And I'm sure some of you do. I know the Rihanna's in here, probably Lori and some of the people I know. But all of you out there listening as well, let's start sharing what we know as spiritual people, spiritual beings. And let's start planting that seed. Because these new generations that are coming up are going to need all the spirituality and religion and Christianity all in one box as they can get. Because let me tell you, this ride on this earth is going to get rougher before it gets better. And we're going to need all the hope and the help we can get.
Cool. You know, I look at those as a piece of almost the holistic medicine that we need to share in the world, too. You know, we've got our medical stuff. You know, I've got a medical situation going on. I tried to do it with changing diet and changing some things I do. It wasn't working. I went to the doc. I got meds that were supposed to work. They figured it might take 2 weeks to a month to work. Seriously, 24 hours of difference.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And I put this off for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I need the meds, at least for the time, till my system adjusts, does something else, whatever it wants to do, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we need the holistic stuff. We need to change our diet. We need to find a new place to sleep. We need to, you know, like you said, do that meditation, that prayer, that, you know, those vitamins, all that kind of stuff to try to help, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this religious spirituality, Christianity stuff is a piece of it, too. You know, it's a different little arm that we need to look at and, you know, to find who we are, to find those connections to the other side, to our families, to our friends, you know. And a lot of times there's very different, you know, there's varied differences out there. You know, like you said, you got your shaman, you got your Muslim, you got your Native American, you got Christianity,
Buddha.
All of that. So you can connect to the entities that are out there.
The diversity in spirits. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, whether those spirits are on the other side, here with us on Earth, in a body or out of a body, you still need that connection somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm glad you said that, and thank you, Eli, for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, all right, I'm going to do something I don't do real often on my show. Because I don't typically get readings on my shows. I just let it be. So I'm going to, if you're willing, you know, see what anybody might have for me out here. I know I've called a couple times, you know, when you've been on, like, Curious Time. Oh, actually, first, let me have you say what other shows that you do. When do you do your shows?
Oh, I do Curious Times Monday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Curious Times with Chris on Blog Talk Radio. Chris is on every night of the week. She's an amazing friend of mine. I've been doing radio with her for right on about 3 years now. So I think I'm our longest full-time guest. So, but yeah, I do that. And then I have our own show, Solana and myself, on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern, and it's called Paranormal Psychic Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's Paranormal Psychic Radio, and that's on Wednesdays at 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern. So, guys, come on by. And then I do about probably 5 to 6 guest spots a week. So, who knows? I don't know. I do a lot of radio, though. But
keep looking around.
I love it. I do. I got to say it.
Cool. All right, so let's see if they've got any suggestions on what to do next. I know, you know, in a couple weeks I'm starting a new school. That's pretty much been public information, so I'm not feeding the psychic.
No, I do see something, though, for you about finances in school. I feel like they're going to, somehow, some way you're getting some money sent to you to go to school, but it seems like it's also, there's some money for you to live on, more money or something. Is that coming into fruition? Do you know?
I do have money. Yeah, I do. I do have someone paying for my schooling. That's correct. Department of Vocational Rehab does. So,
okay,
yeah.
And they're also, because they're telling me the school's paid for, but there's like money for you to have to help pay for like books, food, transportation. I don't know. It's just like extra money for extra stuff.
Yeah,
have
they
said anything about that?
They cover the tuition, the books, the transportation. They don't cover living expenses like food or rent or any of that stuff right now. But maybe there's something else out there.
I think there's something out there for you that's in the same category-ish area, because I'm seeing the same road, where there is extra help for you monetarily for living expenses. Like, I keep seeing, like, utilities. You know those, this is what I see. I see, like, little pictures. You know the utilities that they show on that game Monopoly?
Yep.
That's what I see. That little card with the light bulb and the water.
Okay. Okay.
Those are the cards I see. So that tells me that there is a branch of this funding that you're getting that will help you pay some of your living expenses. You're going to have to dig deep, but it's out there if you want it.
Okay.
And I know you're pretty smart and you're pretty articulate. I know this about you. So I bet if you dug, you would find it or start asking questions.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's Social Security disability right now, and there is energy assistance, so that's part of it too. But, you know, there's other – I'll do some digging for some other one too then.
Yeah. Thanks. There is some – it's not a get-you-rich funding, but it's funding that's going to make it a little more comfortable for you.
Excellent.
So you need to go for that. I know – but I already know you don't want to move. Are you planning on a trip?
Maybe.
Could be a trip then, because I don't see you moving. I'm going to have to set that aside. It could be a trip then, because you're going to be going on a trip. But see, when I say trip, you know, it's not like a weekend trip, because I see suitcases and a lot of movement. So I'm going to have to say you're probably wanting to go on a couple-week vacation or something, because it almost feels like a move, but it's not going to be a move. So you are going to be going on a vacation. Are you planning on coming out here for something? Because I feel like it's west.
I don't know. The one thing I would have thought planned was east and south, like Florida, but I don't know. I've been being bugged about coming out there. So
I just have a feeling that you're coming west, not only for probably to visit, but it just seems like there's business, like a conference or something that you want to come to as well. So keep your eye open for that.
Okay.
I do know some conferences are coming up, but those are more to the south. So, I don't know. There's always conferences everywhere, though.
We have our mutual friends, of course, bugging me to come out there.
Kellyanne
and Mona's, you know.
But there's probably something that's coming up. So I feel like there's business and pleasure behind it. It's something like business and pleasure.
Okay. Cool.
So, like, you were going to, because I knew it would probably be Mona and them, but it's like, behind that, something that would behoove all of you to go to, some kind of conference or something.
Mm.
But you're going to have plenty of time, because I think we're looking well into the 2015.
Yeah, I would guess. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I do see that some shaking and moving going on with you there, and you're just moving forward, you know. Everything feels good. Your health, I know you had said something about your health earlier, but your overall general health does not feel that bad. You know, you don't have anything life-threatening that I can feel around you, other than, you know, I know you have some blindness and some other issues, but It's whatever I can tell you, honestly, you don't have anything that's going to kill you tomorrow. Nothing life-threatening, for sure.
Cool.
Just continue doing what you're doing. Are you on a pretty good vitamin regimen yourself?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good for the last couple of months. I actually been doing regularly and doing pretty well.
Can you tell the difference in your body? Because I don't feel like you're exhausted.
I'm not exhausted, but I've been sleeping more hours.
But that's good. Maybe that's because of what you're doing. You're balancing yourself out. You have to have the rest. So that's a good thing. Because I feel like you are rested. I don't feel like you're exhausted. I talk to so many women that are so exhausted. A lot of it is because they're anemic and don't realize it. Immune systems are down. You know, they're not taking care of their bodies good enough. But you feel pretty level. And I think you thought about it. You probably feel better today or this month than you felt 3 months ago.
Yes.
Little extra step in your kick. And that's telling me, and that spirit telling me that you're doing something right. And again, that word baby steps. Just continue to do what you do slowly, and you'll continue to do better. I feel like your eating habits have gotten a little better. So continue moving that way. You know, Cindy, you really are doing phenomenally well. And I know there's some other things that you're doing in your life that are baby steps, and those are huge. And every little thing you do that's moving forward, no matter what it is, if it's for health or physical or mental or whatever it is, as long as you're moving forward and you're working with your guides and your angels and they're part of your team and you're being your spiritual, beautiful, loving self and giving to the community with this show that you do and continue to on that path, Cindy, you will be rewarded. It's when we start slowing down and taking steps back. Like, for instance, Jillian, you know, she's kind of like come up to a wall. Not that, you know, it's a bad thing, but she, you know, she needs to be moving forward, just as you are doing now. And when we do that, we start getting rewarded. I have amazing rewards in my life. I'm always moving forward. You have to. And you are. So there's great things coming for you, Cindy. There really is. And don't think we're blowing smoke up your butt, because we're not. That's straight from spirit. It's going to happen. Exactly.
Cool.
I'm not kissing the host's ass, okay? You really are doing amazing. I've known you for over a year, 2 years maybe now, and I think that from when the first time I met you to I met you now that I know you now, just by your voice and your energy and everything is like a huge change. So we see the difference in you, and I know you feel the difference, too, if you stop and think about it. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're going to be here a while, kid, so get on your horse and ride in the wind.
I said it's time to start the second half of my life, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this a 2-hour show? Oh my God!
We're wrapping up here. Yep.
I didn't even realize it. It's already 1:30, and I didn't even realize it. 1:37.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, you got lots of great stuff to share. Uh-huh. We got someone calling in. I'm not going to screen it. So let's see what happens. How's that? I'll breathe through this, and then we pick up whoever's on the call. Hello there. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Candy.
Who are we talking to? Kathy? Hi, Kathy.
Candy.
No, Candy. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
I saw that you had somebody asking about a Jane. Is that me?
Oh, it could be. I do have a Jane, Candy, and I know you, Candy, and it could be for you because I got joy behind it. When I heard the name, when you came in, Candy.
Yeah.
She's very, very joyful that you came through right now. So it is for you. She's not one of the sad parts of your life. I can tell you that right now, Candy. Was she good memories?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, Candy, whoever this Jane is, she has great concerns for you and a lot of love. great teachers and a lot of love. You've been shot down horribly in your life.
Yes.
And that part I don't know, but I don't know about all the bad parts of that, other than I do know your father was taken from you at a very young age. But up till just recently, it even feels like you've been shot down, shot down, shot down. You'd get up and somebody knocks you down and kicks you in the teeth, and you have to pick yourself back up again. And I didn't even realize that this had happened to you recently, so I'm very sorry about that, Candace. But this Jane that's coming through wants you to know that when you pick yourself up, she's the one that picks you up, and she dusts you off, and she gives you big hugs. But she wants you to know, and I'm not a big believer in feathers and wings, but when your wings, I guess, when you talked about it, because she's showing me the picture now, so I'm just going to give it to you. When you talked about that time, I guess your wings that got clipped, I don't know the whole story. She's showing me, she's fluffing them. So she's kind of like your fluffer as well. You know, she kind of like kisses your boo-boos and make them better. Did she do that when you were a child?
Yeah.
That's what she's doing with you on the other side.
She is our oldest sister. She was born in 1929. Uh-huh. So she's like 30 years older than me, and she was just exactly like that. She picked us up, kissed our boo-boos and everything, because she was like 12, 13 years older than my brother, and then another 14, 15 years older than our other sister. So she was like our lifter-upper, whatever you want to call her.
That's what she is. She's your fluffer.
Yep.
She makes everything better. She makes everything better in your life when you're sad.
She was like the matriarch of the siblings.
Pretty much, yep. That's how she still is with you now. You need to really start validating her love for you and how she can make your life better. When you're feeling down and sad, Candy, I want you to call Jane, acknowledge her, to fluff you up and kiss the boo boo. Because you're still having some pain. So I don't know. I haven't talked to you. Something's bothering you right now, so what I need you to do is really bring her in. That's what pulled her in so hard today. Something's bothering you. You're very upset about something. So she's kissing the boo-boo.
Yep.
And that's why she came through today. And it's funny you came in the show, because you probably accidentally stumbled in here.
I had just woke up from my nap. As per norm, and I seen that you were on, and as soon as I logged in, the name of Jane was there.
It definitely was not an accident, and so I'm so glad that she was able to give you this message.
Yeah, what about the Joe?
Okay. Joe die young?
So it's been my baby brother.
Oh, well, then he died young.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but... Okay, well, you're saying Joe, and obviously his name's Joseph.
Joseph, Peter
because
Joseph.
Your sister's calling him Joseph. Somebody's at your door.
Yes.
And that wasn't a psychic prediction. I do have Joseph coming through. Joseph is also part of the family matriarchic thing. Stays around the family
That could be my dad, too, because his name is Joseph Paul.
Oh, then I think this is your father. Did he die young?
No.
I know who it is. Yes, your dad did die young. I think this is your father. Because I'm thinking this is familiar. This is familiar. This is your father. Was he in his 40s when he died?
58.
Wow, close enough. Yeah. My golly. Sure. Well, I'm off 20 years. What the heck? What are you going to do? absolutely, your father is there standing in the forefront. He is part of all this as well. And there is a Joseph as well that's there, but I don't see Joseph because your sister called him Joseph. He's not. He's there, but I don't see him right now. So yes.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
Okay, she's validating that for me now, so thank you for that.
Okay.
This is your father, and your father is agreeing with your sister that you need to work on some issues you're having, some very sad things in your life. Unsad them. You can make it unsad, whatever it is, by pulling them in. They'll help you. Plus, you know, Candace, okay, you have your friends around you that love you dearly. I love you.
Yes,
so many people
love
you.
Too.
And we're going to help you through all this sadness. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days because I've been so dang busy. But I know something must be bothering you. So, you know what? Hit me up later. We'll talk. Because they're coming through for a reason. So
yep,
pull them in and have them help you through this, okay? And you're just Jane is a doll. And she is kissing
she
that
is.
Boo-boo. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
She's definitely got your boo-boos, girl. So, hit me up later. We'll talk. I'll be around.
Okay. Love you. Mwah.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Awesome. Thanks, Candy.
Aww. Thank you.
I need a boo-boo kiss
person. I am glad that message, I'm glad the message got where it was supposed to go. See?
I know. See how that works? She woke up from a nap, accidentally stumbled in here, and the first thing she heard was Jane. I mean, really?
She was not even in the chat room, and I threw it in the chat room, too, and I'm like, okay, who's what's up with the Jane, guys? So.
Yeah. That's what I love about what I do and working with spirit, or spirit working through me. I mean, I'm just a vessel. But when I get messages like that and they pop through and it's just, I don't even know what to what? Can it get any more amazing, really? I mean, you know, I got a woman the other day and her mother had a very unusual name that you don't hear every day. It was something like Wilhelmina or something like that. And nobody would just come up with that name. That is not going to happen. And so I was sitting there giving her a reading, and I just said, you know, it could be somebody like Wilhelmina. And she goes, where did you get that name? And I said, well, it just kind of flowed out. I feel like spirit just gave it to me and it flowed out. She went, oh, my God. That was my mother's name. And nobody could ever just pop off with that name. And she was like, oh, my God, my God. And then, you know, absolutely it was her mother. But see how that worked? How casual that was and how amazing that was. Like, what? I mean, you don't get names like Wilhelmina. But spirit does that. And it's just like, wow. Because if they do it to me like that, like very flowy, I don't question it. Because we all tend to do that being human. A little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like you said, you know, we do all have some strength to be able to do that too if we shut up long enough and listen to it.
Absolutely. There you go. And my problem is I don't. So they do flow it through. I learned my lesson big time because I tend to question sometimes even today, and I shouldn't. I'm getting better. But I had a girl come in and she was on the phone and she wanted a reading, and I gave her a reading, and really quickly she said, yeah, I was in a horrible accident and I'm in a wheelchair and blah 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 blah. Well, right away I saw this horse rear up and fall on top of her, and I thought, well, that's not going to happen. What are the odds of that? She doesn't even sound like that kind of girl. I just didn't put her in that kind of category. I was picking up on her energy, and I'm like, her energy is not a horse girl. She's a city girl. This ain't going to happen. So as I'm talking to her, I blew it off. As I'm talking to her, I had asked her, so how did this accident happen? What happened? She was, they had went to the beach, and they were they paid to have to go horseback riding, and a horse reared up and fell down on her. But do you see what I mean? I passed that opportunity. And I will never forget that lesson. That was huge. And I still talk about it. And that was a couple years ago. How big that lesson was. She wasn't a cowgirl. She wasn't a country girl. I was picking up on her energy correctly. But who's to say she's not going to go to the beach and rent a horse with her friends and go riding on the beach, right?
Right.
I'm like, oh, snap, you got me, spirit. Oh, ouch. So now, no matter how insignificant or how silly, I really try to put that name or that message out there. And I've had some pretty weird stuff that's happened that people were like, yeah, that's happened to me. Oh, okay, you know. Don't question spirit. Don't. You're going to get slapped on the hand.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, when we hear, you know, go right, don't go left, or go around the block to go find your parking spot, you know, and here we find out that there's
been
an
accident.
There's an accident, you know, some kid ran across the street and, you know, almost got hit. Something fell off of a building. You never know. Never know this stuff. And some of it is so obscure that we don't even think about it.
We don't.
Sometimes don't even know about it, you know, until later we're hearing something going, wait a minute. Wait, I was going to go to the store on my way to work, and oh my God, that was that day. You know,
I could have been, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know two men. Actually, I know two men I worked with. I was a manager, a supervisor for a big warehouse over here in Redlands, California. It was Hershey Candy Warehouse.
Yeah.
And from Hershey, Pennsylvania, two men were flying here to big bosses for Hershey Company that are based out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Were flying here to meet with us for a meeting at our warehouse here. And the day 9/11, they had to cancel their flight. Okay? For some reason, they had to cancel their flight and make the meeting for a later date. Two executives. That's the flight that they were going to take, was the flight that ended up down in that field.
Oh.
They were supposed to be on that flight. And so we were all like, wow, it was definitely not their time. Because any other time, they would have never probably canceled that trip. But something came up. Intervention, you know, angelic intervention. But that's like, wow. Yeah. And the sad part about that plane, there were just quickly off to the left a little bit, one of the things about that plane that went down is there were several executives, not on that plane, but on a couple of the planes that went down that day, there were several executives flying to meetings and stuff. Well, I don't remember what plane it was, but they had 5 or 6 or 7, quite a few executives from a large, reputable company that were flying out here to California, and they were all killed in that plane crash that went into the building or went out in the field. I can't remember which plane it was. But because of that, they changed the laws, or not the laws, but the rules, I guess you could say, with these companies and stuff, that they don't fly them all together anymore. And that's true. When I worked for Lowe's Corporation, I was working in loss prevention, and a whole bunch of us out here in Southern California were flying to San Francisco. I think there was 12, 13, 14 of us, and we could have all flew together out of the same plane, same airport. But they didn't allow us to do that. They all put us in different airports around the Southern California area, and we all flew in at different times and two different airports. It was San Francisco Airport we flew into and Oakland. Because of situations like that, because that wiped out a company, all their CEOs, because they all crashed in that plane. So I thought that was interesting that, you know, how that happened, but just a little tidbit of why we don't all travel together anymore, because that would have been a lot of fun.
right. And then they joke around, you know, we got a business meeting on while we're sitting in the plane and all that other stuff. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we're pretty much wrapping up this party. And I greatly appreciate it. I just want to put out there an affirmation for today based on some of the stuff Christina said to us. You know, I think we're going to put it out there as, I am taking the steps to living my purpose no matter how it seems to the rest of the world. I'm taking the steps to living my purpose. I'm going to add to that. As I'm given appropriately, no matter how it seems to the rest of the world. So.
Did you type that in? Did you type that?
Yep.
That was pretty.
Yep.
And you wrote that? That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do affirmations with all the shows. So, yeah. I'm taking steps to living my purpose as I am giving them appropriately, no matter how they seem to the rest of the world.
That's cool. Really good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I might make you a poster on that one. That's a cute one.
Cool. Well, thank you much for being a part of the show today and sharing with us your purpose and your life. And I'm going to wrap up this good thing, unless there's any final 30-second statement you've got to pass on to us.
No, just, you know what, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. It's the second time I've been on your show. Both times I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Sorry about the beginning. You had a little gremlins there, but
I am too, we got through it, and I know we lost a couple of calls, but, well, maybe they weren't people who really wanted to be living their purpose. Maybe they were just those that just wanted the readings again. So
yeah, exactly.
So, apologize to those and thank those who waited around to hear the show. So, all right, I'm putting you on hold and wrapping this baby.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Christina Nelson, psychic medium, paranormal investigator. And, you know, she's living her purpose and changing it constantly. It's constantly changing. So, you know, as we each look at our spirit, connect with our spirit guides, our angels, those people, those entities that are part of our life, living, passed on, and those we may never really have met, you know, it's a good time to connect and find out what we're supposed to be doing. You know, again, you know, go to YouTube, listen to some of those meditations if you want to connect to your spirit guides, to those that give you the energy and help you fulfill your purpose. There's lots of them out there, and you can do what you want with them then. You know, if one works, great. If it doesn't, go try another one. You know, we all need meditation just to be calm and collected too. You know, to balance the chakras, balance that energy, balance all those things. So we're not nervous and we're not upset as things end up in our pathways that we don't want to be experiencing. So if you wish to reach me, again, it's Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, the website being PurposeTalkRadio.com. At this point, we are still broadcasting every Monday noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the U.K. Let's see. The ending song that we have is called I Am Who I Am, and it's by the group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And as we close this show, I don't think I have anything else to be telling you. I don't have a guest next week, so if anybody would like to be on the show, get a hold of me, send me an email, and we'll see what we can do about putting you on there. It's pretty painless, as you've heard. So all of you, in the meantime, I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.